Canadians knew the fiscal mess had to be cleaned up. They said from the beginning that there was only one way to do it, and that was to get economic growth up and to get government spending down. And that is precisely what we set out to do. And today, because of the efforts and the understanding of millions of Canadians, that is what the country has done. In 1993-94, the deficit represented about 6% of GDP, or $42 billion. Our target for the fiscal year just ended, 1996-97, announced during the 1993 election campaign, was 3% of GDP, or $24.3 billion. Last May, we said that the deficit number would be no higher than $16 billion. This was based on 12-month numbers of $9.6 billion, plus an estimate of the normal negative year-end adjustments, which have ranged anywhere from close to $3 billion to more than $6 billion over the last 8 years. I wish to announce that the 1996-97 deficit came in at $8.9 billion, almost $20 billion lower than the previous year, and the largest year-over-year improvement in Canadian history. Mr. Chairman, this represents the smallest federal government deficit in over two decades, and indeed, as a proportion of our economy, at 1.1% of GDP, it is the lowest deficit recorded since 1970-71.